弟兄啊
He said, brother,
我们在耶路撒冷信主的有好多万
And we have many thousands who believe in the Lord in the
都为我们祖宗的律法发热心
And they are all zealous for the law
他们听说你在外邦教导那些犹太人不要行给孩子行割礼 要弃绝摩西
And they were told that in the Gentiles you taught them not to circumcise their children and to forsake Moses.
这个可怎么办呢
And what should we do?
他说你不如啊就照着我们的话去做好了。
Why don't you do as what we say?
我们这里有几个人四个人要许愿。
And there are four people under
明天就跟他一起去行洁净的礼。
And tomorrow you will go with them to go through this purification.
然后呢在那替他们交规费。
And you will pay expenses for them.
让祭司们为他们祈祷。
And so that they can be prayed by the priest.
他说这样。
And in this way,
啊，他们就可以说呢，你在外邦所做的都是虚的。那个虚的原文就是外邦都不是真实的。
And so that in this way they can say that what they have heard is not true in the.
原来保罗在外面服侍主，经过这么多的情况，结果到最后呢，他们有一句话要把它全部推翻。
And so what Paul has a.Serve so much among the Gentiles. At the end, they try to fail him with one word.
你看那个在加拉太书这么刚强的一个保罗
，and we can see that such a strong Paul in Galatians.
现在在雅各和那边的长老们的这个势力之下
，now under the pressure of James and the elders.
在犹太教强大的势力底下
，and under the strong power of Judaism.
保罗妥协了
Paul compromised
结果第二天保罗就带着他们去许愿
And the next day he took them to go through a purification
交了规费
And he paid their pay for their
我们晓得在那一共等了七天
And we know that they stayed there for 7 days
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们深信那七天里面保罗的内心的挣扎是非常厉害
We believe that in those 7 days, Paul has this great struggle in his heart.
他应该想起他自己所说的话。
And he should believe what he has preached.
我们素来所拆毁的，若重新建造，就证明自己是罪人。
If I reveal what have destroyed, it proves that I am a transgressor.
他看见了彼得的失败。
He saw Peter's failure.
现在，他自己也面临一个失败的境地。
And now he is faced with a situation he may fail.
那么感谢神
But the reason thank God
七天之后
After 7 days
有一些犹太人从亚细亚回来
And there are some Jews from Asia Minor
他们看见保罗在圣殿里
They saw Paul in the temple
因为看见保罗的所带的一个人以为他在进圣殿里
And there is another Paul's companion And they saw that he also in the temple
结果他们就带了人呢去要抓保罗了
And they just bring some people try to capture Paul
结果引起一个全城的一个轰动
，and that caused an uproar in the city。
他们在那里要杀保罗
，they tried to kill Paul。
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
在这件事情上面
，in that matter，
我们看起来好像是外面所引起的一个大乱
，and as outwardly speaking， it seems something that happened。
其实我们知道这是神的怜悯
，and yet we know that it is a God's mercy。
神的手亲手干预这件事情
，it is God's hands。Intervene.
弟兄姊妹们
and the brothers and sisters,
若是没有神亲手的干预
if there is no intervention of God,
保罗那一天就要彻底的失败
and Paul would fail completely on that day.
而这个对后世教会所产生的那个可怕的影响我们是难以想象的
That will be our imagination. What kind of terrifying consequences that will cause?
感谢神
We thank God.
神伸手干预
God stretched out his hand and to intervene
保罗立刻清醒过来
and all of a sudden Paul was quickened
那么弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters
我们知道神爱我们
we know that God loves us
神也不许可我们落在一些错误的情况的里面
and God does not allow us to fall into some wrong situation
有的时候当我们行走在一个错误情况里面的时候
so sometimes if we are walking in the wrong situation
神并不是说他许可我们就让我们错到底
and it's not that God will permit us to allow us to walk in this wrong path
其实神有伸手干预
and God actually stretched out his hand to intervene
如果你仔细的稍微注意一下
If you pay a close attention,
至少有的时候圣灵高油在我们里面会警惕我们的
At least the anointing of the Holy Spirit will remind us in our hearts.
但是可惜的是什么呢?
But very sadly,
今天很多神的儿女们不像保罗。
And a lot of God's children are not like Paul.
保罗呢,神这么一干预他里面马上就清醒过来了。
When he was intervened by God and he was quickened.
我们呢是神这么干预那么干预他就醒不过来。
And for us, we have been intervened by God so in so many ways, but we are not still quickened.
啊，就像那个 baby 睡着了，小孩子小朋友睡着了呀，你怎么弄还不醒的？
And just like a baby in the sleep, and you just cannot wake him up.
所以一方面来讲有神手的干预。
So on the one hand, there's a hand of God intervening.
另外一面看见保罗这一面。他也有很好的回应。
And yet, on the Paul's perspective aside, he also have a good response.
今天，神在环境中也多方的干预我们所犯的错误。
And today, in our circumstances, God has intervened in our mistakes in many ways.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们有醒过来吗
？Are we wakening up？
我们能有很快的这个反应吗
？And can we have this quick response？
其实在这次特会里
and actually today in this conference
我们的弟兄们
and our brothers
把神的心意已经多次释放在聚会的里面
and has in many times and our brother has delivered the heart of God to us
就像我们年长弟兄所说的一样
just like what our elderly brother said
甚至从第一届到现在第十八届
and even from the first conference until now the 18th
其实每一次来聚会神都提醒我们
Every time as we gathered, God reminded us.
这些提醒有的就是干预。
And this reminder, some of these reminders are interventions.
弟兄姊妹，我们醒了没
？Brothers and sisters, are we quickened?
我们里面醒悟过来没
？Have we come to our senses?
我们能像保罗一样的立刻就醒悟过来吗
？Can we come to our senses just like Paul did right away?
所以当这个乱子一起来的时候，保罗知道错了。
And so there, when there was an uproar, Paul knew that something wrong.
保罗对千夫长说
，And Paul said to the commander,
我不大数的人
，And I am a man of a party.
你要给我机会说话。
You had to give me a chance to speak.
那么他就站起来，再次向犹太人说话。
And he stood up once again. He spoke to the Jews.
他用希伯来话讲。
And he spoke in Hebrew.
哇，全场都安静。
And the crowd was quieted down.
但是他讲述到神的旨意。
But as he talked about the will of God,
你看见神的手一进来，保罗就刚强了。
We can see that as there is the intervention of God's hand.
保罗甚至告诉他们
，And Paul even told them,
神已经对我说了，你要离开耶路撒冷，远远的往外邦人中间去。
The Holy Spirit told me that you have to leave Jerusalem to go into the Gentiles.
他再也没有惧怕
，And he has no fear.
哇，这些犹太人就喊说，除掉他，除掉他。
And this is to cry out away, to away with.
弟兄姊妹，我们的身世是多么的可怕。
Brothers and sisters, what kind of situation that will be?
感谢主
，with thank the Lord.
因为神的怜悯
，because of God's mercy.
保罗终于站住了
，and Paul was able to stand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
我们知道神把基督托付给我们
，God has entrusted Christ to us.
这个是需要经过很多艰难的考验
，and it has to go through many severe tests.
我们到底能不能守住
？Can we keep it?
那么使徒保罗的经历告诉我们
，and Paul's experience has told us.
凭我们自己的力量是很难的
，and it is very difficult if we gonna rely on our own.
不管你多勇敢
，no matter how courageous you are.
弟兄姊妹，那个勇敢。都挡不住这些势力
and that courage cannot stand out such a power
所以在犹大书里面有一句话很好
so in the book of Jude there's a good saying
他说只有神能保守我们永不失脚
he says that only God can help us from stumbling
可以站住
and so that we can stand
保罗也讲到
and Paul also mentioned
只有他能保全他所托付给我的
only he can guard what he has been entrusted to
所以如果我们不依靠主
if we do not rely on
不全心依赖主
if we do not fully trust in him
尊重主的自己
we do not respect him himself
我们是站不住的
and we cannot stand
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
这个宗教的势力
so this is the power, the influence of the religion
可以说是仇敌手中最可怕的一个势力
and that is the most difficult ferocious power in the hands of the enemy
我们在使徒行传里面可以看见
so in the book of Acts we can see this
几乎保罗在那个异象里面所得到的启示 识啊，所有的认识越来越增加的时候呢，这个艰难就随着这个启示就越来越大。
So as a Paul's understanding and comprehension about the content of the vision and continue to grow, and the difficulties will continue to increase as well.
当他越贴越近，越近越远的时候，困难就变得越大。
As he was closer to heaven and farther away from the earth, and then the difficulties become greater.
不过神的恩典保守他。
And yet God's grace was holding.
所以这也告诉我们。
And it also tells us.
在今天这一个艰难的时代里面。
So in today a difficult time.
我们要能守住神给我们的托付。
In order to keep what has been trusted
by God. 我们必须全心的依赖神。
And we have to rely on God fully.
神的能力能保守那些真实信赖他的人。
And God's power can keep those who truly trust in Him.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗那是基几乎失败了
，Paul almost fell at that time.
但是终于神所的干预使他刚强起来了。
And yes, through the intervention of the hand of God, he was strengthened.
因此，当他站在亚基帕王面前的时候
，Therefore, when he stood before the King Agrippa,
他能说：“故此，我没有违背那从天上来的意象。”
He can say that I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
And today, as we read it, we feel like Paul was full of
courage. And today, as we read it, we feel like Paul was full of courage.
但是你会看见保罗说这句话里面是多么的感恩呢？
And yet, when he said this, we can see that how thankful.
若不是神的恩典和怜悯。
And if it was not because of God's grace,
他就很可能违背这个意象。
And he almost disobeyed this vision.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
And so, brothers and sisters.
Today we need to love
the Lord's appearing.
我们需要守住神给我们的托付。
And we need to keep what has been entrusted by God.
因着保罗在那一次的里面站住了。
Because Paul stood at that moment.
所以到了他被关在罗马监牢里面的时候。
So when he was imprisoned in Rome.
神就可以把更大的托付摆在他的身上。
And God can give him even more of entrustment.
我们上次已经讲过
and we already mentioned this.
在罗马监牢里面保罗看见意象的终极目的
and in the prisons in Rome and Paul saw the ultimate purpose of the vision.
神把历史历代所隐藏的奥秘这下一次完全托付给保罗
and God has entrusted him the mystery which has been hidden throughout ages.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们在跟随主的路上
today as we are following the Lord,
我们渴望能够更多认识主的心意
and we desire to know more of His will.
这是好的
this is good.
但是呢，我们也知道仇敌是多么的恨恶神的工作
and yet we know that how much the enemy hates.
所以我们必须要知道，当神托付给我们的时候，我们要靠着主的恩典能把它守住。
So we have to know that when we have this entrustment, we need to keep it by the grace of God.
我们晓得保罗到了写提摩太。后书的时候
we know as Paul wrote the Second Timothy,
他的艰难达到更高的一个情况
and his difficulties reach even a higher level.
那第一是约翰在提摩太后书第一章里面
in the Second Timothy chapter 1,
他说全亚细亚的人都离弃我
he said I have been forsaken by those who are in Asia Minor.
到了第四章里面
so in chapter 4,
他说我出世申诉的时候没有一个人站在我的旁边
And he said that in my first defense, nobody stood by me.
啊，所以说明今天我们要立好一个心志。今天你要持守主给你的托付，要准备走孤单的道路。
So that also says that we have this determination. If you want to keep it, then we have to walk the path of loneliness.
就像斯蒂凡的殉道一样。
Just like the martyrdom of Stephen.
我有的时候读上来，我觉得很稀奇。
And sometimes as read it, I feel very I wonder
为什么那个时候斯蒂凡站起来和这些人在辩论的时候使徒们跑到哪里去了
and when Stephen stood up and argued with these people and where were those apostles
我们知道那个时候使徒们都在耶路撒冷
we know that at that time the apostles were all in Jerusalem
为什么没有人站在我们弟兄的旁边呢
how come none of them stood by our brother
而看着我们的弟兄孤单的这样的为主寻道
and then our brother was a stood there alone and would mutter.
圣经后来只记载了一点
and the Bible only recorded something.
当斯蒂凡被石头打死之后
when Stephen was stoned to death,
他说有一些虔诚的人把他埋葬
and he was buried by some
the devout Christian.
我想恐怕那些虔诚人就是那些使徒。
And I thought that those devout Christians are.
我相信他们是内疚的。
I feel like they have this sense of guilt within them.
现在保罗也是，当他的启示来到更高的一个境界的时候。
So it is also true for Paul when his revelation has reached another higher level.
我们就看见这个道路是越来越。
And we can see that the path become lonelier and lonelier.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
and the brothers and sisters,
这一方面也说到，
and on the one hand, he also says this.
神的这个托付，
the God's entrustment,
是我们每一个基督徒个人在主跟前需要承受的。
It's for Christians individually to keep it personally.
所以我们能够感觉到，
so we can feel this.
今天在地上，
today on earth.
对我们所有的信仰
and through all our belief,
对神荣耀的旨意
concerning God's glorious purpose,
对基督全面的这个启示
concerning the entire revelation concerning the Christ,
最厉害的仇敌就是宗教
the most ferocious enemy is religion.
我们可以不爱世界
we may not love the world.
我们可以受很多的苦
we are able to take a lot of suffering.
甚至很多人被下在监牢里
and many people have been imprisoned.
但是挡不住宗教的这个影响
but we cannot fend off the influence of religion.
我想我们不需要举很多的例子
and we don't have to give many examples.
弟兄姊妹们你可以看见多少的时候人在这些宗教的事情上妥协
and we can see many people have a compromise under the influence of the religion.
那么这个宗教不仅是有逼迫，也有很多好处的。
And religion has not only persecution but also a lot of benefits.
所以我们需要主的恩典保守我们。
So we need to have a God's grace to keep us.
保罗当时在地上的时候，也有很多人拥护他的。
And so when Paul on earth, he was exalted by many people.
啊，到有时候也看见工作有很大的果效。
And there's a lot of fruit in his ministry.
这些东西很多东西都会造成一种的试探和引诱在里面。
And all these things will cause a lot of temptation.
弟兄姊妹们
，and the brothers and sisters,
我们实在需要主的恩典。
We really need God's grace.
需要主的怜悯。
And the Lord's mercy.
那么。当我们读使徒保罗的书信的时候
So as we read the epistles of Paul
我们能看见这个手不仅是为着神的一个托付
And we can see that this keeping is not just for God's entrustment
这也是我们生活中的一个操练和学习
And that is also a learning and also exercise in our daily life
所以你在保罗的书信里面看见很多这个手字
And therefore in Paul's epistles we can see many word this many this word is keeping many times.
这意思说你在生活的和侍奉中间的一些事若守不住的话呢，在神的托付上你也很难守住，对不对
？It means that if you cannot keep in this small matters in your daily living, then you cannot keep concerning the entrustment of God.
所以你要能守得住，你要从小事上面就开始操练。
So you need to exercise in the small things.
从生活上就开始操练。
To exercise in your daily living.
在小事上能守得住，慢慢大事上就能守得住。
If you can keep in small matters, then you can keep in big matters.
我们看见。当使徒保罗蒙恩得救之后
，We can see that when Paul was saved by grace，
他知道神有一个荣耀重要的托付在他的身上。
He knew that God has this glorious entrustment on him。
啊，那么我们知道保罗是一个很有学习的人。
And we know that Paul was the one who really have this learning。
所以我们也看见在保罗的身上，他有本身的一些很美很好的学习。
And we can see in Paul's life he has this very wonderful learning。
这一些小的学习
and this is small learning
也是日后呢也帮助他能够守住神的托付的
and
一个很重要的一些因素
and that is also very important factor that he was able to keep God's entrust
我觉得从保罗身上知道看见两个点我们可以在主面前来学
and in the life of Paul we can see that there are two points that we can learn before the Lord
第一个
the first one
保罗微小他的自己
Paul is making himself small
在使徒行传第十三章
in Acts chapter 13
保罗把他的名字从扫罗变成保罗
he changed his name from Saul to Paul
有的人讲说呢这个可能呢是因为从这个 希伯来文呢转到了希腊文。
Some people say that the changes was made because the name was changed from Hebrew to Greek.
但是呢，至少弟兄姊妹们，这里保罗有一个心意，他要微小。
But this Paul has this desire to make himself small.
保罗的意思是小的意思。
Because the meaning of Paul is small.
啊，今天很多弟兄姊妹不太明白这个保罗这个名字意思是什么。
And today not many brothers know the meaning of Paul.
因为保罗太出名了。
Because Paul is very famous.
所以我们以为说这是大名。
And we feel like this is a big name.
啊，所以我们取名叫保罗。
So we name ourselves Paul.
其实要知道那个意思是小，不是大。
Actually, you have to know that the meaning of this name Paul is small.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在侍奉上。
So in service.
我们要学习一件事，不要怕叫人小看自己。
And we have to learn one thing. We should not be afraid to be belittled by others.
哎呀，我常常发现在教会的侍奉中啊。
And I also found that in church service.
有的弟兄姊妹好像被人轻看了，被人藐视，心里很难过。
And then, so some brothers and sisters have been looked down upon. They feel very sad.
所以我们老是要争取怎么样的把自己能够抬高一点。
So we have to strive. We are always try to strive to kind of exalt ourselves.
请我们记得。
So please remember.
什么时候我们这样把自己抬高了
？Whenever we try to lift ourselves up.
就站在一个危险地位上
，and you are in a very dangerous position.
越小
，smaller you
是越安全
，and the safer you are.
你看，我们主耶稣到地上来就是这样。
So this is also true for our Lord Jesus.
他微小了他的自己
，and he made himself small.
他